Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice.
It's good to
Mike
the
O'Mara,
last
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wow. Yeah, you stepped on the Charlie line there.
That disappoints me greatly.
Charlie will be furious.
I know. I'll probably get a registered letter. Or does he still use telegrams?
He just shows up. He just shows up at your door.
You blew it.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Glad to have you here on a fabulous Tuesday. And as I said to the gentleman before we came in here today, everything goes out the window when I start getting obsessed with limericks. I can't prepare the show properly. I am incapable of pursuing any other intellectual exercise.
Isn't this what got you fired from Bay Country 103? When you just kept focusing on the limericks?
Limericks didn't go with the country audience.
No,
unfortunately.
No.
Here's Uneasy Rider. Anyway.
There once was a man named Conway.
The reason I like Uneasy Rider is because it was a pooping song.
Yeah, that's a long one.
You could go to the potty when you played that song. I'm trying to think what the other one. There was in country music, they were all like 2 minutes
Alice's
and 30
Restaurant?
Seconds.
Did that count?
No, that was too hip for my country format.
And in our college station, we had a 7 minute, 25 second remix of If You Leave by OMD. That was the best one.
Well, that's more contemporary music. Country
was challenged because
of the length of the songs. You know, a little Willie Nelson song, a little George Strait song, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah,
all
guys.
Of them. I love A Rainy Night, as far as...
Ed Rabbit.
Eddie Rabbit, the king of the 2 minute. Well, I love A Rainy Night. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Windshield Vipers, sapping out a tempo.
What is it? Now you're killing me.
It's Windshield Wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. I keep
moving. I'm driving my life away.
Driving my life away, exactly.
Looking for another day.
Are those his two? Love a Rainy Night and...
I think so. I think those are his two biggest.
Yeah.
So limericks, because it's National Limerick Week.
And not the bar,
Mike.
I
haven't done much research on it to see if I'm A, if I have any information about Limerick Week, or B, if it really is National Limerick Week.
Well, it is National Limerick Week because you said so. And also,
because that's the way the rules go on this
that is
show.
It is
because this show has a long tail and people can watch it at any time,
and you've
National
determined
Limerick Day is May 12th.
So it's day
yesterday, correct?
There's so day I really should
well
be
you're
doing
turning it into
week.
A week, which is your DJ prerogative.
I am.
And as far as research, Mike, what have you done your whole life but research limericks in a passive way?
How many do I have today? Let me see what it. Come on. You know, I'm the one that organizes this studio. There's
did
no
you
one
ever
else
drink
to blame.
Did you ever drink at the legendary bar, Limericks?
One, two, three. I only have three?
Really? That's the way, that's about right. Three a day. You only promised two.
Yeah, I know. But I have three today.
Yeah.
I have three today. And there's a theme of them today.
I like when there's a theme.
Well, what was the major breaking story of yesterday's show? It was our
Josh's,
boy here.
Josh.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, sure. My lump.
And I have three, and the best is the best is last, in my humble opinion. It's my favorite,
Mike. You know what they are today? They're Lumpericks.
Lumpericks, very good.
And I hear that's the way to do it. Put the best last.
That's great. You're learning, John.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Way to comedy 101. You're a quick study. You really you, are.
Well,
a quick
Mike,
study.
He was all over my Zoom class on comedy this week. He
this
was
is
great.
Exciting. Let me see.
Front
are you
row.
Ready for the? Are you ready for the first one?
I am.
All right. Do we have? Now I know I didn't want
yesterday.
Music
you
back
said
of
specifically
no, but
no
a music,
music
state. Why don't you do? Are you on your meds today? Are they balanced today?
They're,
I want to
well,
double check.
Well, they're as good as possible.
This is Chateau Interrupto, like right at the beginning of the show. I want to make sure that the sedatives are right and that the balance is right.
I don't
the,
want to get
show.
Upset, but as I sat here this morning prepping, I said, he's going to have limericks.
Like a stager for the limericks would be okay. Playing music in back of limericks doesn't work because it's rhythmic.
Okay.
And a limerick is rhythmic, and you destroy the meter. No, I know. I think I know
destroy,
far more about limericks than you do.
I truly do. Of course you do. But I wouldn't cherish them. I think they're a beautiful thing. No, that's not what I wanted. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play the slinky song.
What's going on here, Hands? I'm going to start calling him Hands, Josh. He's Hands. Hands Spiewak. The Thubs. I'm waiting.
Okay, for a stager?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... This is a curveball that you gave me, but I will have a stager for you.
I know it's just a slinky song.
No, and we know it's not going to be that. Exactly.
Could have gone with that, and I would have accepted it.
You would have accepted that? Really? I don't like it so much. Let's see.
This is really taking the piss out of my limericks right now. But I'm ready now. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Here you go.
So disappointing.
Yeah, every day. Count on it. Yeah, as you sit here and you think, am I going to need an element for this? No, he specifically said no. Yesterday, no element.
There's a difference between a stager and music in the background.
Yeah, yes, you are right. Absolutely.
Now, I'm not sure that I can really deliver tomorrow because the subject matter can't be the same. And the subject matter is choice today, as we mentioned before. You ready for him?
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right, here we go. Limerick number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a second here. By the way, kids, if you want to know how to write a limerick, you've come to the right place. Absolutely.
Well, this is more about hearing a limerick than doing one, isn't it?
Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Don't make me think before I read.
I understand.
Please.
I understand.
While out shopping at various malls, occasionally when nature calls, you must always take heed and take care of that need. Or something will grow on your balls.
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Yeah. See? That's all little enhancements. Exactly what I need. I like that. That I love.
See?
I love that.
Great.
See, you
so
disappoint and then you.
No,
you know,
I don't disappoint. Just
I'm not
going
to give you a heads up. I expect you to do everything on the fly like everybody does on this show.
Hmm.
Well, we know we have a pre-show meeting, so yeah. We're organized. Ready for limerick number two?
Go. Do you want the stager again?
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ready?
Yes.
Well, take...
Take a breath, Mike. Take a breath.
While taking a nice little pee, Josh was freaked out at what he did see. To his horror and shock, there right under his cock, instead of the two, there were three. No, I'm going
to
say
you didn't need to use that horrible word.
I'm sorry. And I know, you know, it's a podcast. I'm not going to lose it. All right.
Mike, you're better than that.
I'm my third and favorite. The car, so refined in the hour it takes me to take my kid and then bring him back with F-150 low IQ bastards flying around me and cutting me off.
Yes.
I still managed to put this gem together. And
you know, Josh, all art comes from strife.
Did you run him past Michael?
No, I didn't because Michael, unfortunately, I was a bad dad. I was tuning out Michael today. I was really, because he was kind of excited. He's really winding down in school. Did great on his science test, even though he hasn't gotten the results back yet. And it's an
maybe
essay
this afternoon.
Test. Maybe this afternoon. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
No, can't do that anymore. I got the riot act.
Well, didn't you turn the thing off your phone, the location thing?
She doesn't track me. She just
guarantee
knows.
You oh, she tracks.
You know what
she
happens?
Tracks you.
Michael comes home yesterday, gives her a big hug, says hi, mom, and she immediately smells the cone and the ice cream.
Yeah, and you hug her and you say hi, Carla, and she smells
the alcohol. From my day.
I had to pick up the boy. Hey, by the way.
He's fine.
What rhymes with Josh?
All right. Ready?
Yes. Oh, let's. Mike, here's
one.
A reset.
I hold in my hand the last limerick.
Boy.
Love this one. Love the first line.
All right.
Josh could hardly believe what he'd found as his long fingers fumbled around. He knew now he could brag as he fingered his bag. That his nuts were the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Mike, yes. What yes. a great limerick segment.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thanks, Rob. I know you don't mean it, but thank you very much.
No, I do mean it.
That. Oh, my. All right, so it just takes a long time, believe it or not. For me, it takes a long time. They're not as easy. Limericks are poetry that you think would be. When you think about The Man from Nantucket.
Yes.
That is crafted. That,
oh, perfect.
That is absolutely crafted.
And the rhythm, the rhyme, everything.
You can't. By the way, is this? Are the glasses new or is it my imagination?
It's your imagination. I don't wear them often.
Okay. But he does.
All right.
But I do wear them.
Join us in the second part of today's show when Josh sings Philadelphia Freedom.
They're not quite Elton John.
No, no. You know what they are? They're Elton style. Around the house glasses.
But
they're not
anyway.
Showbiz glasses. Come on, Mike.
Are they prescription?
They are.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Are they?
I do have a pair right here that is not prescription, but matches.
Those are readers?
No, they're like the blue light.
Oh, blue light for the computer. Gotcha.
But I got them to match the same, so
let's
can't tell
them.
Whether I'm prescription or not.
Let's see them, the other ones, for fun. Mike, this is
gonna put
ready?
On the other one. Oh, yes. those are better.
They're a little darker, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little darker.
But put the ones that you need on.
Let's yeah, these see. Are the ones so I can see.
Don't want to deprive.
So, I have. Mike, so forgiving of you. Put on the ones you need.
Put on the ones that are necessary.
Are you a close-up or a far-away guy that you need to have glasses on?
I can't see far.
Okay, I'm the opposite. Together, we're perfect. Yeah. And now on Sally Jesse Raphael.
No, these aren't
no,
red.
No, those aren't the red ones.
They are reddish, aren't they?
No, but the Sally Jesse ones are bright red.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all in sort of muted colors today.
And?
Maybe tomorrow he can draw a lightning bolt on his forehead. Those are old man glasses. I have a pair.
There's no such thing. They're blue. They're colorful.
Those are old Elton John glasses.
No, those are like what my grandfather would wear. But I have a pair of them too.
She packed a bag at night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m., and I'm gonna be hot. You did it with me.
I was singing along. It's fun.
God, you took your pain in the ass pills today.
This has nothing to do with the fact that you sat down flustered and unprepared with all your stuff today, that you were all limericks.
What do you mean unprepared? I came with three incredible limericks.
You were complaining from the moment you sat down that your limericking distracted you from other things, and I think it has you a little upset. And that's okay.
I'm not upset with anything or anyone on this show. I am absolutely
when you bust out
wonderful.
One of the great sing-along songs of rock and roll history, and I join
no,
you shouldn't be upset.
It's no fun
by that.
When you're doing that. You know, I mean, I'm proud of that. Trump administration cut $2.7 billion. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, I lost it. How are they going to lose it?
How are they going to lose
it? Trump administration cut $2.7 billion in NIH research funding in first 3 months of this year. Yeah, that's great. Super. Thanks for that update, CNN. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks for letting me know.
I think that's the Beagles they let go.
The what?
The Beagles.
I remember that.
That
the
was
Beagles?
One of their things. They let the Beagles go. They
are the
no
Beagles? Were they for
Beagles.
Medical experiments?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you could adopt them, but they were just going to kill them. But you could go adopt them if you wanted to save a Beagle.
Rob's had Beagles, correct?
Well, Linus is part Beagle.
Part Beagle. Beagle had a Beagle when I lived in Annapolis, Maryland. Had a Beagle next door.
Oh,
and
okay. I thought
Beagles,
you did.
Beagles have this this bark that's like, how, how, and oh, God, I hated that.
Katie
dog's
and Dan
bark.
Von Herman are a Beagle family. They just lost
one,
apologies. But they have two. But,
my apologies.
Know. But you're right. They are. You know what? They're moody, and they're loud, and they are needy. And they're very cute, I'll give you that. And they're good, sweet dogs, but they're a handful. Not like Linus, who's sort of
I
like
say a lot of bad things about our second dog, Stubby Potato, on this show. But I have to say that Stubby has now done something that has really cemented himself as a member of the family. He now, with Winslow, sleeps in the marital bed. But the difference between Winslow likes to go down to the bottom of the bed under the covers and kind of hide and snore all night. He rarely makes his way up to where we are. Stubby, on the other hand, for now the third, fourth, maybe even fifth night in a row, I wake up to front paws on my chest practically nose to nose.
Domination.
And it is the cutest thing I think I have ever seen. And he has turned a corner as far as his accidentos. He still has to be monitored,
right.
But the dog has, in my opinion, that combination of the love between us, Carla and myself and the dog, has resulted in, I think he's becoming, I don't want to get happy, but he's becoming a better dog.
I didn't realize you had both dogs in bed with you at night.
Well, we didn't. We didn't. Stubby was usually crated. And now, of course, in mid-June, a lot of traveling going on, right? You're going overseas in mid-June, are you not? Mm-hmm. Josh, are you going?
I am. Like,
yeah.
When do you leave? I am traveling, like, I think every week, starting next week.
Next week.
A couple months.
Okay.
Next week I go to Boston, then I come back, then I go to Europe.
Okay, all right, and I will be traveling, but the shows will be maintained. We're going to be doing it. Rob is taking a week off for his son's graduation next week. Josh and I will be here, and we're going to be generating content for you with some combination of the three of us at all times. So be aware of that. We'll have an occasional best of segment, but if you're going to bitch about that, I say. Here, there's my bag right there. That's
hey,
what I'm doing.
Hey,
what?
We're doing great, and they're going to be very happy with what
we
provide them.
We're happy about that.
But with you and Carla and two dogs, and I know you sleep in a full-size bed, it's got to be crowded.
It's a twin.
Oh, is it a twin? Well, it gives you so much
really
more floor
cramped,
space.
Yeah. Really cramped.
Well, it's time for the bunk bed.
It is. I just, I think that's probably
put the
a good
dogs
idea.
On the top.
No, Carla will be on the bottom with the dogs, and I'll be on top looking down. Anyhow, I wanted to talk about, before it becomes completely out of mind, and it probably is for most people now, the whole Pope thing.
Right.
I finally took the time, set aside the time to watch, is it The Conclave or is it simply Conclave?
It's just Conclave, I think.
Conclave.
Yes.
With,
yeah.
With Rafe. Why he's able to call himself Rafe when the name is clearly Ralph. Rafe Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes.
No, I think let's start it. We'll just call him Ralph Fine, like Larry's brother, Ralph Fine.
That's a fine name. It really is.
It's a great
is,
name.
I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Thanks, Bing.
Wouldn't it be great if Bing said some of it really fines?
Some of it really fines. Hey, how you doing? Now, I don't know if we discussed that movie ad nauseum prior to the Pope being named last week.
Just brief, because you hadn't seen it yet.
I don't know if you guys have read anything about it. My first question is how accurate that truly is, that they really sequester them in their own rooms. And by the way, when they say, so they're not able to leave, they put shades down. I don't know how legit that is. Is that really? Do they really go on total lockdown with the conclave?
It seems to me I think that is true. But what really surprised me is it true that they guard the Pope's bedroom with a ribbon?
Well, I think what they do is when the Pontiff dies,
right.
They seal the door shut, and they don't seal it shut in such a way that you would need security to get in. Mm. They simply put a papal seal on a ribbon, and if the seal is broken, that means somebody has gone.
They trust your honor. They trust you to not go in.
Or it's to check for ghosts. did the ribbon open?
Now that's a typical. See, there he is. That's another religious person mocking another religion, right there.
Well, no, he's mocking a movie.
He's mocking the Catholics.
No, he's mocking the movie, Mike. Come on.
I'm not mocking the Catholics. I do think. This conclave was probably tougher than all the others because it was the first one with like internet and smartphones you had to take away from the cardinals.
This is true. And they did a lot of focusing on smoking with the cardinals. I didn't realize that there were so many different cardinals that, they give up a lot of things, allegedly. But there's one scene where there are all these cigarette butts on the floor where the cardinals were hooving them. But I thought the movie...
God made tobacco and God made alcohol, so it's okay.
What a wacky twist at the end, huh?
Yeah,
what a
surprising,
wacky
right?
twist at the end. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So now we have the languages and the multilingual Pope. Do we have any inside info as to why the American Pope was chosen? Because if you watch Conclave, you would think that there are just tremendous amounts of scheming and politics involved in that. And it seemed like they picked a pope pretty quickly this time.
I think they did want to get out so they could play Candy Crush. So there is
he had a joke and nothing was going to stop him, Josh.
But what I did see this morning that the Pope was downplaying the fact of being an American and was focused on sharing all of his international work.
Okay.
Because he thought the American thing would be a strike against him.
Okay.
But also, do you think it's a chance, being from Chicago, that his election was inspired by some friends of ours?
Rob, hold on. Now he makes me do this.
What?
I know. I'm going to get it. I don't think it was Chicago, if you were worried about that. Come on! God,
was it another city, perhaps to the south?
It was, you know, I mean, I have to organize, too. I do. We both do.
Okay. I'm Ray Barboni from Miami.
That's all that was.
Is that the guy who chose him?
Yes. Yeah,
we got
it. I'm Ray Barboni from
Cardinal
Miami.
Barboni from Miami.
Cardinal Barboni.
Name the actor.
Dennis Farina.
Hey, very good. Good job.
He'd be a good pope because he's handsome.
Dennis Farina. I love Dennis Farina.
I do too.
Wasn't he a real cop? Wasn't he a Chicago cop? I think he was
cop. I know he was involved in law of some sort. Let me find out. But he was a good actor. Yeah.
The thing about it is that it is overwhelming, the amount of ceremony and the amount of ritual that's involved. And in the movie Conclave, it is a, you know, they refer to that you don't want to be a slave to tradition, because then that prohibits you from growth and moving forward. And there was a, I guess there is a, is there a real conservative faction in the Cardinal, the College of Cardinals? I don't know a lot about it. Isn't it a bit of a secretive situation there? Well, you don't really know what's going on with all of these different
cardinals. And it's almost as if all of this ceremony and secret stuff is made to distract us from other things. Almost.
You mean like the sexual scandals in the
church? Like all of the ongoing problems with the Catholic Church.
Okay, so the scandal in there, and John Lithgow, who Rob liked in the movie, was you know, he was kind of the main schemer, right? Yeah. He was the main manipulator.
And Dennis Farina was a Chicago detective, Mike. Good call.
I'm Ray Barboni from Chicago.
Miami.
And and then at the end, of course, the way it works, the way I understand it, they vote. And then when it becomes clear that they're that it's moving in a certain direction, some of them say, I would like you to transfer your votes for me to someone else. Mm-hmm. And then the manager, played by Ralph Fiennes, stands up in front of them, goes to the individuals who have transferred their votes to another person, and looks at them, raises the crucifix, and says,
Winner!
Yeah, Mike, you got it nailed. Winner. I heard the same. Heard the same thing on NBC this morning.
That's the way it goes.
It's very much like a bunch of eighth graders locking themselves in a classroom to elect the president of the debate club.
We never locked ourselves in a room to pick anybody. You know, I think it's more like Election with Matthew Broderick and Reese
Great
Witherspoon.
Movie. Yeah.
One of the greatest. Would you not agree, one of the more underrated comedies in the history of comedy? Absolutely spectacular.
Oh, it so understands that type of student and that sort of relationship. It
spectacular.
Nails it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, and
the
Chris
brilliance
Klein is
of
good.
Her,
Chris Klein as the stupid jock is good, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just great. If you've never seen, have you ever seen Election, Josh?
I have, yes.
Mike, are you there?
Did you freeze?
He froze, and I thought he was just shocked that you saw the movie.
I know.
He looked at you like, you've seen a movie? But did you like it, Election?
It came out, I think, when I was in high school or something.
That's about
so I watched
right.
it many years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to.
Was it a go-to-the-theater movie for you or a home video moment?
I believe it was a while I was working at Blockbuster home video movie. Where
did
I
we know you worked?
The,
did we know you worked at Blockbuster?
I don't know. But it was probably the funnest job because I would take five movies home every night.
Every night, yeah. My buddy Brad managed a Blockbuster in Fairfax. And not only would he take movies, he would take the do-it-yourself VCRs that they would rent, too.
Okay,
you remember
see,
they could, like, a suitcase handle? And
yes.
It would be,
Now, when I worked there, we were transitioning to DVDs. So we had
didn't
the
that
rental.
Just about kill it?
Well, no, no. There were many good years of
okay.
DVD rentals.
All right.
And then Blu-ray rentals.
Okay.
But we had the big rent, take from home, take home a DVD player with you.
Oh, okay.
And then the Nintendo 64, we rented a lot of those.
Okay, with, Mike says he had a major power games. Surge. That's what took him out. So I tell you what, we can come back and do the news, or we can come back and do whatever we need to do. But let us go to spots now, and I will say yep. this because it's tradition. Mike, we have a promo here, and we will be back after this, and Mike gets everything back going in FLA. So you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Stay tuned for news or maybe something else. One never can tell. And a thematic promo that you will enjoy. So stick around, folks. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before the white smoke billowed, the new Pope bellowed, and you heard it first on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Chicago, Chicago, a hell of a town.
Do you feel like an outlier being an American in Vatican City?
No, it's just, it's a thing. It's boring.
And you heard his take on life at Vatican City.
Can you get a decent slice over there?
Oh, yes. If you go to Florence, it's where they invented pizza.
The TMOS news team is ready to break it down with sharp insight and a splash of whimsy.
It's a thing.
Plus, bonus show subscribers are first in line for exclusive new merch drops. Don't miss out. Subscribe now at MikeOmarasShow.com.
Bye, Rob.
I said good day. Thank you.
The basketball playoffs are here, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks. We all love Prize Picks, and Kerry Spiewak has won enough money to buy a new mink coat. Almost. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Turn your hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series. Starting with the play-in round, every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports hunch into a cash bunch. And Prize Picks always puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. Nice. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Remember, the TMOS code will get you $50 instantly after you make your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price, and that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light them up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
You got me?
We
gotcha.
Do.
Wow.
What happened?
I don't know what's going on down here, but I mean, it is weird, weird, weird.
You do said we, power, sir. Is it storming?
No, not at all. It's
weird.
Just something weird going on. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. I was never making fun. Times are weird, so treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Buy, I don't think that's the right spot, Mike. We're supposed to be doing smalls here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I probably forgot to do that while I was doing
that's all right. Do you know that Josh used to work at Blockbuster? I never knew this. Yeah. He would rent DVD players to people. Where was your Blockbuster? Was it a? It had to be a Maryland Blockbuster.
Yeah, it was in Arnold, Maryland. Yes.
The right Arnold Blockbuster.
Yeah, it was right next to the McDonald's and the, what is that, AAA office.
It's not still there because they've all closed.
No, it's a, now it's a pool supply store last I drove past.
Oh, like for outside pools, not for like billiards or anything like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Were you ever manager or were you just always an employee?
No, I was an employee.
Okay. How old?
Attaboy.
1920.
Perfect job for a 19-year-old.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Is your cat having digestive issues?
Yes. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe how bad his litter box smells.
Ugh. Throwing up their food.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Is your cat simply in need of a diet upgrade? If so, yes. You should check out our next sponsor, Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find anywhere in your very own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. To get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order, head to Smalls.com and use our promo code TMOS for a limited time only. Here's a review from a real Smalls customer. Elizabeth C. said, My cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she is very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is much better, and she poops much less frequently. And it does not smell disgusting like it used to.
Thank you, Mrs. C.
The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. Buy some right meow.
Ah!
What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener, you can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code TMOS. That's an additional 30% when you head over to Smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, that's promo code TMOS for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at Smalls.com. And I think I said 30% instead of 50%. It's actually 50%.
Yeah, so better we'll be deal.
Recording all night tonight and tomorrow night. So if you don't like what you did tonight, come back and re-record with us tomorrow. You know, that's Buddy Rich. That's a line from a Buddy
Rich. Oh, that's
Rich
right.
Album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a weird
Did you day. Want to finish Enclave or did you want to go ahead to news here?
What do you mean?
Conclave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Enclave is a Buick. Conclave is the movie about the Pope. I get
them
confused.
You make that mistake a lot.
I know. Sorry.
Were you? That's the tone right there. That's F you. I could care.
No, no, Mike.
Less. That
you
was
see, that's
so
you
nonchalant.
Interpreting that. It's
no, it's not.
No, I do get
I would
mixed
urge
up
you
with
to
it.
Review the tape. I really. Right. But by the way, when I lost contact, did you guys go to that promo? Is that what happened?
We did. We finished up. We found out that Josh worked at Blockbuster. Then we played the spots, went to the promo. So we did the spot. And now
you don't know when you're in a studio and you're sequestered like the College of Cardinals and you don't realize what's happening out of doors. I assumed it was a pretty nice day when I took my kid to school. But now, well, oh, that's right. God has told me to go to the news.
So very good.
Let's
yes.
Go ahead and do that right now.
Mike. To serve him.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for every day. Sovereignty's victory in the Kentucky Derby has been tainted.
Oh.
This is for people that don't like horse racing in general.
Uh-huh.
This may be something really bad for you. He was whipped too much. I don't like that either. The Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, didn't know that was an organization,
right,
allows riders to whip their horses 6 times during a race. I thought it was a hell of a lot more than that. When you see
I mean,
going.
Is that just the simple crop on the ass? When they, yeah. You know, bump, bump, bump. That everyone, there's
go,
only
go,
6?
Go.
Wow.
Sovereignty's jockey Junior Alvarado smacked him 8 times. It was the second time he violated that rule in 180 days. Because of that, Junior has been fined $62,000, which is 20% of his $310,000 in Derby winnings. And he's been suspended for 2 racing days. Junior knows that he messed up. He said, quote,
I couldn't keep track of that.
Sorry.
He's just such a big race. There's so much that you've got.
I mean, a lot of jockeys really do sound like that.
I know. I know. But what troubles me is I know I've seen them hit more than six times during a race.
It seems to me that you see that bam, 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 bam,
six times in the home stretch, even.
Or that bam, bam, bam. Sovereignty's owner.
Maybe it took an eighth to win.
That's right.
Josh. Sovereignty's owner has all. What?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Sovereignty's owner has already said he won't compete at the Preakness, meaning he can't win the Triple Crown. What are you doing now?
Well, I can cancel my plans then.
It's Whip It by TiVo. Thank you.
That was only two.
DGH. That's what I heard. DGH, Rob Spiro. Madonna has teamed up with Netflix and director Sean Levy for a limited series about her life. You know, it's weird to think that she is that icon that she is now, because back in the 80s, when she was just popping around doing radio interviews and I was hanging out with, you know, with one of her backup dancers, it was just, we didn't think of her in terms of, I go back so long in this biz that I think of Madonna as just a regular pop star.
Right.
But now they're making movies about her. Sean Levy, by the way, is the guy who did Deadpool and Wolverine and is the executive producer of Stranger Things, the show that you liked a lot, Rob. There's no word which part of Madonna's life it'll be about, if they go all the way back to the Madonna Ciccone, or even who will portray her. Boy, I'm trying to think who. There's so many choices. Who?
Barbara Corcoran.
Just because she's your favorite. It's unrelated to that biopic starring Julia Garner. Was that the lady that played in...
she's in Ozark, and she was also the lady that had the
Anna
fake
Delvey,
identity. Yeah,
right?
Anna Delvey, yeah.
So I don't know if Julia Garner would be my choice for Madonna. I don't know. Maybe.
You would choose Jennifer Garner.
No, not to play Madonna. I really think there are a lot of actresses that could do it successfully who could play Madonna. But you have to have that look. It's almost a Marilyn Monroe kind of
look. I think Madonna should play herself with CGI.
Well, if she has any more plastic surgery, she won't need CGI.
Just call Robert De Niro.
He'll do anything.
As of last July, Madonna had been working on the screenplay for the biopic. So we've got. I guess up in the next year or two, we're going to have the year of Madonna.
I know that she kind of broke out about 40 or 41 years ago. That's when you're talking about when she was just... you know, the pop star. Do you think she's really earned a reverential bio? And you know it'll be reverent biopic just for sticking around?
Yeah, because of the iconic nature of her stardom, not necessarily the music.
Okay,
but because she was, I remember the lacy kind of pseudo undergarments that she wore on stage, either the Grammys or the American Music Awards. It was one of those where, remember, she did that iconic performance where everybody noticed her. And then she was one of the very first that were, I don't know if I would call her a pioneer, because rock stars have done this forever, look at me. But she really had the ability to get noticed more than a lot of her contemporaries. She knew how to play the media, and she did that really, really well.
I remember her being really good at just, like, if there's a scandal or a bad story, she was above it. Remember when the original, like, Playboy or Penthouse pictures came out of her when she started at the very beginning? It could have been enough to take anyone down. She laughed I think it was on the stage of Live Aid. She laughed it off and diffused the whole situation.
Music's good.
Good pop records.
Some of it. Good pop music. But more
do you have a favorite?
A star. Vogue is my favorite, because it was that era where I got kind of close to her inner circle, and it was kind of fun for me to do that. I mean, it was really, the story goes like this. It's a true story that she was such a big star that we interviewed one or two of her background.
Two, I think it was.
Dancers. And one of them needed a ride to her hotel, and I ended up giving her a lift to the hotel, and that was just kind of cool for me. And I got mocked and mocked and mocked about it, and it was funny. It was funny way back in the day. Donna DeLore, I still remember the name.
And that's where you started the company Lyft?
Yeah.
Lyft.
From that drive.
That's where I invented Lyft. Yeah.
And the funny thing is he thought he was spelling it right.
Yes, I did. Know. Because of my American University education that I had. Opening statements began yesterday in Diddy's sex trafficking trial. Oh, boy. Prosecutors promising to tell the jury about 20 years worth of crimes, including kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, bribery, and obstruction. Meanwhile, Diddy's attorney admitted that Diddy was prone to violent outbursts. This is his defense attorney saying this. Often fueled by drugs and alcohol. And yes, some of these outbursts may have warranted domestic violence charges. So this is the classic example of the defense attorney. We're not saying he's a good guy, but we're saying he's not guilty, blah, blah, blah.
The expert on CBS this morning laid out their sort of strategy like that. And they said, what do you think of it? And she said, I don't know why they're doing this.
Yeah.
Because there's really not a lot of good that can come from that angle.
I'm bad, but I'm not Epstein. They want to make it as in like this minor, I've had bad nights.
Mm.
Boy, this is some bad stuff, though.
It is.
The attorney for Diddy, she said, it doesn't give me a name here. She said all the sex stuff was consensual and did not constitute sex trafficking or racketeering.
Mm.
The video of Diddy brutally beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie was shown almost immediately. Jurors ended up seeing it four times. The trial's first witness was a security guard who was called in the aftermath. A male escort who was allegedly paid to have sex with Cassie while Diddy watched also took the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's going to be an interesting...
An extra detail is, of course, while Diddy was watching, he was being sort of a participant. And that the guy stopped, he was pleasuring himself while that was going on, which makes it even worse. And the guy said he stopped wanting to have sex for pay with the lady when he saw Diddy beating her. That's what ruined it for him. So,
well, I mean, wait a minute. That's
I thought you were saying in the courtroom.
No.
Now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That was his
The guy
witnessed the witness Diddy abusing her. And then when he said, well, I can't have sex with her for money anymore.
So he did that not on video, but like all the time. And he saw her being abused.
This guy saw that.
When the escort was around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, nice guy.
So what's your favorite Diddy song?
I like Vogue. Very good. Halle Berry posted an intimate video on Mother's Day along with her boyfriend, Van Hunt. In bed, they made it very clear
that
they were.
What's the boyfriend's name?
Van Hunt. They made it very clear.
That's not funny.
That they were about to, you know.
Yeah.
But before the festivities could begin, Halle took out a bottle of lube, and not just any. It's hers. It's called Let's Spin. And it's from Respin, a company that she founded to provide products for menopausal women. Did you get the video right here.
Oh, that's exciting.
All right, let's take a look.
How my day started. How my Mother's Day started. And now I'm going to tell you about. I'm not going to show you. I'm going to tell you about how my Mother's Day is going to end. Ain't that right, man?
Yes. I wish you heard.
Van Berry.
Van Hunt. Van Hunt.
We got our Let's Spin because Let's Spin just came out in this cute little travel size. And so since we're in Cannes, France, I travel with it for the first time. And we're about to give it a spin.
You about to Cannes with Van.
Gross.
Oh.
That is $45 if you want to get it on
Mother's
Amazon.
Day once again, everybody. I hope all of you are somewhere spinning.
Oh, my God. I ain't never been so happy to have Mother's Day come to an end.
You know, you can't tell because he's under a blanket there, but did you know that Van Hunt weighs 600 pounds? Never leaves the bed.
All right, my take on that, Halle Berry can do anything,
I agree.
My opinion. Halle Berry would make that very... Having the dude around...
You mean just, Van Hunt?
Yeah. Didn't work for me. I'm not feeling it with the guy involved in that.
Van Hunt is a musician.
Sure,
American singer and songwriter.
So am I.
very exciting. That's well, that's fine. What do you think of that?
Oh,
Bing?
I think it's marvelous. Some okay. of it really
glad
fine.
Glad you liked it.
Do you remember
really
when
glad.
Bing did that Father's Day video for yeah. his lube
with Catherine?
Yes.
Catherine Crosby. Yeah, look at this lube. Lubes are different, Nathaniel. Just like Hope and Crosby.
Mine smells like orange.
Bing lube. Try my new Bing lube.
I've yes, got a 2 o'clock tea time today. I'm playing yeah. golf.
No time no time to waste. Got to get out to Pebble Beach today. That's why
2 o'clock with Van Hunt.
Yeah, Bing lube. Thank you. Starbucks is known for misspelling people's names mm-hmm. on their orders. But what if you saw something concerning on your cup? A couple went to a fast food place in Florida called
Van Hunt?
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
It's not bad. They're all over the place here.
I bet they're good. Yeah.
We don't have them down here. They noticed that instead of their names on their receipt, it just said help. It was obvious. In a big, bold font. It was also handwritten in black marker on a takeout box. They weren't sure what to do, so they posted a photo on social media and asked if this is something they should call the cops about. Now, listen, I understand it might be a dilemma if you're in a drive-thru and somebody puts help there because it's just a weird...
Yeah.
It's a weird place to get it from. Yeah. But to really go on social, that means they weren't going to do dick. Right.
No,
as soon as they go on social.
It's done. I mean, by the time they've taken the time to get through line and eat their fat burger or whatever it is they ordered, and then they get on social to take a survey as to whether or not it's done. The person's dead already.
Mm-hmm. Well, they took the person's struggle and made it about themselves.
Exactly.
They did. A lot of people said they should let someone know, including some police officers who were actually following the post. So they called the cops. They say they actually called soon after and didn't wait for all the responses. The police sent someone out, and the customer said they found out it was just an employee playing a prank. Duh.
Oh, stupid.
I mean, really. Duh, 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 duh. I hate that kind
of crap. Or that's the cover
story
after the delay and the cops showing up.
You mean you think there's a fast food Maybe employee someone... in the store that's dead?
Look in the cooler. Look in the cooler.
Finally, tonight at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, found in the walk-in cooler, one of Freddy's cashiers.
And musician-songwriter Van Hunt was murdered at Freddy's Fat
Burger. Obsessed with Van Hunt. You are now officially obsessed with him. Finally today, a man in his 20s went on social media to ask for advice after his roommate stole a piece of cake that he'd baked from his fridge. His fridge.
Maybe they had separate fridges as roommates.
I will see. The roommate had a bad allergic reaction and called 911. They hit him with an EpiPen and he recovered. Apparently, he had a peanut allergy and he didn't realize the cake included peanut butter. Here's the problem. The man says the roommate who stole the cake is now asking him to pay his medical bills because he, quote, poisoned him. Sure. Naturally, a lot of people are telling him he should not be responsible, especially since he had a rule that they didn't share groceries. And they even had separate mini fridges.
Wow.
Mini fridges. Must
yeah,
be a nice
guys.
Place.
Yeah.
The guy's that allergic to peanut butter that's why they have separate
I have no idea. But obviously clever. The one roommate with the allergy shouldn't have gone into the other fridge. Mm-hmm. The roommate had gone to his fridge to take the cake, which was never offered to him in the first place. The guy says it's awkward, though, because they were friends before being roommates, and the roommate with the allergy told their joint friends about it, and some of them are saying that he should at least contribute something towards the medical expenses. I don't think so. Give me
no,
a break here.
I would eat more peanut butter.
I would send him a box of peanut brittle.
Anyway, the guy posted an update saying that he has refused to pay anything, and he started looking for a new apartment. The entire incident will be featured on a new episode of American Loser. There it is.
I never
separate
miss it.
Separate mini fridges. We've got our lovely separate mini fridges.
You know what's
right
the worst thing
here.
About a mini fridge, Mike, is filling the ice tray.
Yeah. Mini fridges.
Yes.
I thought they... had full ones. We'll take a little break, and we will come back with Nazis in the news.
Yes.
For those of us that remember World War II, this is going to be special, ladies and gentlemen, so check it out. But before we do that, I do want to tell you about Ethos. We are sponsored today by Ethos. Here's some food for thought. Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills. Think about it. Your tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was complicated, but Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions, and you can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should too. It's more affordable than you think, and I've seen folks that really have to struggle when a loved one passes. Protect yourself and protect your family. Make things easy for everybody. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, no power surges. We seem to be okay. God knows what is happening. I'll tell you, you know, you asked if there were storms.
Right.
The book, I don't know where Josh is a completely different zone than I am, but the book on Florida, at least where I live down here, is usually we've had a little more rain every afternoon. We don't have that. We're getting longer periods of no rain, and this is kind of a global warming thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do get the rain, as I always say in Florida, it rains angry, but we're getting a ton of it. And yesterday was the same thing. My kid's baseball game got postponed, not because it was raining when the game was scheduled. They got so much rain that the fields were inundated with it, and that's
May
the way it works. Because
a
that's
question
how it
about Florida weather? Because, yeah, you know, you worked in D.C. long enough to know that basically from June until the beginning of September, the forecast in D.C. every day is 40% chance of thunder showers at 4 p.m.
Right.
That's when they happen. And I'm wondering, as it gets warmer in Florida, does it move to the afternoon showers, or is it still going to stay unpredictable?
Well, that's interesting, because that's what this discussion was that I saw locally down here, that they expect with the ocean temperatures getting warm, with the planet
right.
getting warmer, that we will have longer periods that are drought periods. It's kind of weird because, I mean, it's always the same drill.
Yeah.
At least it has been since I've been down here. I don't know about where you are in the state, Josh, but
yeah.
It's always been that, you know, you get the dry season and the rainy season. But this year, the dry season is longer, and then when it's time to get the rain, the storms are more severe. I don't know
now,
if it's like
still,
where you are.
It's still been every summer here between 2 and 4 o'clock, a huge thunderstorm for 15 minutes, and then it's gone.
Yeah, it's so predictable. Who is closer to Orlando?
I am.
That makes sense, because all the Disney websites that I follow, because I do, because I'm a nerd, says if there's a rainstorm, just find cover for 20 minutes because it's going to go away. Don't get frustrated and leave the park.
Yes.
They're brief and severe, yeah.
And it'll come in severe and seem like this huge storm, and it's over in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, at Disney, if there's a storm, a major storm, like a hurricane that closes the park down, you get $1 off your next ticket.
That's great. And that makes
great?
A difference. Those add up.
They
and, Mike, when it's dry, just call Halle Berry.
Yes, absolutely. And her boyfriend...
Oh, you mean Van Hunt?
Van Hunt. There it is. All right. So all I wrote down here was Nazi material
yes.
was found. It still continues, those pesky Nazis.
They're horrible. And I'll go out
They're
and I'll
horrible.
Say, I hate Nazis.
Way to
bad.
Go out on a limb.
Horrible. But all my life, I've heard the notion, and of course, the classic movie, it's probably Mike's favorite, The Boys from Brazil.
Can you give a brief synopsis of that very old movie now? 70s, right? 70s
yeah.
movie?
Uh-huh.
Boys from Brazil. The gist of it being Nazis that went to South America after World War II to
yeah,
escape
and they're,
the bad guys.
Trying to rebreed.
Oh, that's
very
right.
Bad
it's
man.
Much more insidious, isn't it? It was
oh,
just
it's
like
horrible.
They're continuing to try to further Samastelase. So, by the way, I've got a lovely little song for that. When Zafuela says we are the master lace, we'll hide right in the Fuela's face.
Oh, Mike.
Yes.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, Eva Perón?
Yes, but this is Patti LuPone as Eva Perón.
Patti LuPone, one of the great Broadway stars, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I call her the Pone, Mike.
The Pone?
The Pone.
Might want to call Halle Berry the Pone.
maybe. And also, there's even a joke in the Beatles movie Yellow Submarine, where the Blue Meanies that are so horrible, they're talking about different places, and he says, Argentina!
So what's going on with, with Nazis?
I mean, I don't know if in Argentina they ever really did try to clone Hitler, but recently in the Argentinian Supreme Court, did you know they have a basement at the Argentinian Supreme Court?
I did not know. I haven't been down there.
Yeah, and they found in the basement 83 boxes of Nazi paraphernalia sent by Germany via Tokyo in June of 1941. They sent it there to be stored because at that time, Argentina was still neutral in World War II. So they thought they could store the stuff there.
So this is 1941. This is the beginning of World War II.
Yeah, we're not even...
That this material is sent to Argentina.
The United States is not even in the war yet.
Wow. So, but they're neutral. They're not an ally.
No, but they're
and
neutral.
What are we talking about being sent over there? Was it war plans or something like that?
Mike, here's a box of some of it. You can see it's a lot of notebooks, notes, propaganda materials, but it's mostly notebooks. And I'm wondering if it's got like Adolf Hitler writing, "Do you think Eva thinks I'm hot?" Answer here.
Did they maintain their neutrality throughout World War II? That's the question.
Argentina remained neutral until 44, and then it broke relations with the Axis powers. So also, I did not know this. I don't know if any Nazis fled to Argentina, but from 33 to 1954, 40,000 Jews entered Argentina as they fled Nazi persecution, leading to the fact that Argentina is the largest home largest population of Jews in Latin America. So that was a destination.
And I think there were war criminals who were captured in South America.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes, I know that.
Eichmann,
to be a fact too.
Eichmann was one. I think there have been several movies about that, that he's one of the people that they caught with all that. But it's I think it's pretty common knowledge that there were Nazis who fled over to South America.
But the fact that for, God, how long is that? That's 60, that's 84 years that boxes of Nazi stuff sat in the... This is not in someone's basement.
I thought it was going to be like sometime after 1945,
yeah,
and there would be plates and silverware and stuff.
No. You know, no plates.
Like the movie where the guy gets shot with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, right?
Where he's got
American
plates
Beauty.
And he's shot American Beauty.
Yeah, that's a nice movie, isn't it?
So they sent that... It's just weird be there, and it's weird that it would have been sent. Is that because one of the reasons they fled to South America, the way I understand it, is there were sympathetic people in positions of power in South American countries. That's and I'm dealing with a very limited amount of knowledge on this, but that's why they were going over there, because they could find sympathetic folks that could hide them.
I don't know if it was sympathetic or also maybe a little bit of, you know, just not being that involved in the war, that they could come over there and that would be a good landing place for them. But this was obviously
preparing for another phase of the war.
The Fourth Reich? Yeah. This is fascinating, is that to avoid tracking, the Germans did not send it on a German conveyance. They sent it on the Japanese steamship Nan Amuro. So they had the Japanese.
They were another enemy.
Yes.
Axis powers.
They had it ship it over there. And they're going to go through the stuff and put it into a Holocaust museum in Argentina. But it's just, to me, it struck me as so weird, almost like they knew they had it and they were hiding it. Because that's a lot of stuff to have at the Supreme Court.
I know that there are Shane Gillis does a funny routine on if you're watching World War II documentaries. You might not be a Republican yet, but if you're a guy in his 30s watching documentaries on Nazi Germany, it's got you. You're gonna go there very, very fast.
The tendrils are in there, yeah.
Funniest man in the world. And so I think that when you're talking about all of this, the issue of Nazis and Nazis in America and Nazis in South America, I was watching something the other night. It was online, just surfing, about how horrible it was the way immediately, with no hesitation, especially when you buy into the just following orders argument, that these guys at concentration camps would get rid of their uniforms and try to blend in with all of the survivors. Mm-hmm. And some of them caught and died horrible deaths, justifiably so. But I think from the very beginning, if you talk about following orders or we really weren't sure what we thought what we were doing was legit. No, they didn't. I think you were working with homicidal maniacs in many cases that had attained power. It's this issue of silence is complicity. It is. It still exists. And you have to be wary of that. Oh, by the way, since we're on an unrelated thing, it always does sort of seep into it.
Okay.
But I would be not doing my job if I didn't ask you both about the concept of this Qatar 747 flying palace.
Oh, being that they gave to us?
Yeah, the gift.
To Donald Trump. What the F?
And his lame response when he was questioned on it, he says, who wouldn't want a lovely, expensive airplane as a gift?
I'm not quoting. Illegal.
That's the problem.
To accept gifts from foreign powers.
I mean, give them a set of coasters, maybe like a barbecue set. That's okay.
A ceremonial knife or something. You know, where do you square up on this with your orange prince?
I would love to be gifted a plane.
But what do you think it's legit? Do you think he should accept it from a Middle Eastern company country?
I think if it's that nice of a plane, we should be paying for it. If it's better than Air Force One, great, bring it over here. But let's buy it and pay for it.
But it's not going to become the property of the United States government. It's going right to Donald Trump.
That part's weird.
Yeah, that is
weird. Oh, it's not so weird to me.
If you accept it as the government, that's one thing. If you accept it and then you're loaning it to the government while you're president, that's odd.
Plus the money that it will cost to retrofit it up to Air Force One standards. You can complain all the time about this being a 40-year-old plane, but the fact is the technology that is in that plane is sophisticated to protect and to house the leader of the free world and allow him to deal with national and international crises.
But they have kept up to date. Yeah, it has a recliner.
It probably has more gold in the flying palace, which would appeal to the Donald.
But Air Force One is a tank. They just put it with bulletproof propellers. So it is unstoppable for a 40-year-old plane.
That's right. It has propellers. That's it. And it's another 747. And aren't 747s, I'm surprised, the new one that they're waiting for, right?
Yes.
Is that also a 747? Because I thought they discontinued making 747s. Shouldn't the new one be like a 787?
The biggest plane. That's the one I want.
I don't get it. It doesn't make a lot of. But don't take it from a Middle Eastern country that abuses its citizens. Come on.
It seems odd to just accept something like that, knowing that people are going to complain about it.
That you might be taking a bribe from a foreign government.
And ultimately, it's a great way to get out of the country if things get too hot.
Head to Argentina.
Sneak out of my 74. I would, with all the talk of this right now, I still am curious. I'm curious what it would look like on the inside. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see what the flying palace really, if royalty of
no
Qatar,
middle seats.
I'd really like to see how much nicer it is.
But do you think there is a chance, and this is my prediction, tell me if you agree at all, he is ultimately going to let this ride out for a few days, then cite something that's sort of non-consequential, and then not accept the plane because that's a distraction from stuff that's going on that really matters.
Boy, well, I will tell you.
Me,
yeah, go ahead. What's that?
Is, I guess this one's a 747.
That's what I saw. It looks like it.
And it has to be because they're gifting us one. And don't we always fly with Air Force One and a fake Air Force One?
Uh-huh. There are two of them.
So, right. So they have to make it look like the same plane.
That's another expense, I would think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the current Air Force One a 747?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. Now that's,
and you can tell those in the sky because they have the bump.
The big hump. Very good, now, Rob.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
brilliant,
you.
Brilliant observation.
Hey, now, Mike, there's stupid people out there, too. They need to know. Listen up,
idiots. Because it has a bump.
It does, because of the upstairs where the cocktail lounge is.
Now, apparently in, in 2017, Boeing started retrofitting two more 747s to be the new Air Force One.
Oh, so it is going to be a 747.
So it sounds like it's going to be a 747. But now they're saying it might be ready by 2027.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that. He wants a new one.
Well, I don't understand how they can do these over 10 years for this company to retrofit. How long is it going to take us to take the one from Qatar and prepare it?
That's exactly true. Because because you're talking about, from what I know and everything, and I've watched documentaries on Air Force One, an amazing amount of security and communications equipment and secret spy stuff that is on these planes. So you have to...
DirecTV.
Before...
They have it because that's how President Bush was able to follow the 9/11 stuff up in the sky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course they have DirecTV. And they've got internet too.
And, Mike, a mini fridge.
A mini fridge that has peanut butter cake in it. They could enjoy. Yes, it's fascinating.
Did you see Michelle Obama last week complaining about being in the White House and having to pay for her flights on her private plane?
No, I did not see that. No. Are you just throwing a random false equivalency at me? Or
You're talking about the president and the airplanes.
Yes,
it talked about how she had to, how their family. She just listed everything her family had to pay for while living in the White House.
Now, just like call me when it reaches $400 million. That's what I have to say to you. That's it, Mr. Sorrell.
No, I know. My point is, I guess he's going to be paying for this, not the government, I would think.
Oh, we'll see about that.
No, there's no way he's paying $400 million.
He's never paid for anything, really.
The fixing the plane up and preparing it.
He is?
I assume he has to.
I don't think he's got that kind of money. No. I don't know.
You'd also know that Qatar gave J.D. Vance a fare card for the Metro.
I'm sure they gave Hunter something too.
Yeah. Hunter Biden, false equivalent. That's all they do. They just throw out the other. You did it too. Let's put Hunter Biden and Michelle Obama.
In public.
What?
At least the bribes in public.
The bribes in public. Oh my God. Shut up. We'll be right back. We're going to be together next week. All next week. You can expect more of this. Should be big fun, everybody. Hey. Hi, everybody. It's broadcaster Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Let me brag on Carla for a second. She is crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing to the point where occasionally it annoys me because she'll be having a full-fledged conversation and I will walk into the marital bedroom and say, who are you talking to? She goes, shh, I'm working.
Oh, because, I hate shush.
Well, she's talking to one of her people. Yeah. At Dermglow. It's all about real skincare, clinical grade products, customized treatments, and results that you can see. But Carla is also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everyone's talking about. It's shot day for me. It works. I had a two-week lull. Between where I didn't have them and I'm going back today. I can't wait. There's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, Hunter Biden takes it.
What?
No, fast, easy, and there are payment plans, so anyone can do this. No huge upfront cost. You take a quick quiz, you get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now. Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. And thank you. Please tell her Mike sent you.
Yes.
Because she sort of...
Well, you need some plus points. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she keeps score. Or as the Germans say, Danke schön. Darling, Danke schön. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture shows, second balcony was the place we'd meet. Second seat, go Dutch treat. You were sweet. Danke, baby. That's a Danke schön.
I was inspired Danke to write shame. That, Mike, because we don't usually mention the Flashback Fridays where we do classic TMOS that drops on Friday on the free feed. This week, one of my favorite moments ever, you and me and Wayne Newton. It's a great interview. So make sure on Friday you check out that episode. I just listened to it yesterday. It's fine.
Thank you, really Rob. I just want to say I have my fabulous stallions. They're just these great stallions.
The greatest thing in it, Mike, is
guinea hens.
You know, it took him about 3.5 years to do the show. And when he did it, we got 10 minutes. And he totally throws his representative under the bus. And he says,
I have but one condition. The next time we meet, it will be with no time limit.
Well, I've seen Wayne recently, and I really do think there is a time limit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was not
nice. It's an overall time limit.
Not nice at all. All right. So, alcohol.
Yes.
I was watching someone. There are a lot of people that are famous that are very articulate in describing their life after alcohol. I find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. The more every time I imbibe more than like two or three, I feel like it's something I really don't want to do again, because it's not the same. As you age, it really isn't the same. And I think that it takes you longer to recover. It's not pleasant. It affects me more afterwards than it ever has before. So when you came to me
like
with
age
this story,
20, that started like at age 25 with me when hangovers. I mean, when I was in college, if you gave me a grape soda, I'd be fine. I just power through. Mm-hmm. 25 is a bad one. 40 was bad. And now I can't.
When you
comment
say bad, what are you talking about?
The slow That's recovery. Fair. Hangovers really grabbing onto you.
Okay.
Like as you All get right. older, it really, I think 40 was a turning point for me.
Did
as
you
well.
Find when you were really in the cups?
Right.
And you were doing.
Oh, people should know if they're just joining us, I'm in recovery.
You are in recovery. Thank you. And did you find that it was. I've heard two things that
okay.
when you're an alcoholic, that you. It takes you get drunk quicker sometimes. It affects you, or it takes way too much to even affect you.
Oh,
I don't know which is true.
I take B. I had such tolerance built up, and there are points where Carrie couldn't even tell if I'd been drinking because I was good at it. You know, I would have to monitor myself. Like I can't drive. Why? So I've been drinking, and she says, "Well, you don't seem." And I said, "Well, I had a lot, so you're going to drive." Okay. So yeah, I would, and if they say that you get drunk faster, it's probably because they do what I say, drink like an alcoholic, which is I still do it with everything I drink. The first one you get, you power it down. Boom.
When your liver gets messed up, does it get smaller or does it enlarge?
It enlarges.
It enlarges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it gets small and then you pee it out.
The entire liver?
The entire liver, yeah. It's like a BB gun.
All right.
But
less people are drinking alcohol now,
yeah.
right?
And you know what's taking up the slack? And hats off to our wonderful sponsor, Soul. THC beverages are filling the blank. Now, these are a relatively modern sort of item on the line. There's a liquor store, Mike, and I know you've shopped there in Minnesota. Don't you go to Top 10 Liquors?
I love Top 10 Liquors. Because of all they've got, as far as booze is concerned,
yeah,
they have the 10 best sellers.
Yeah, top 9 didn't hold enough.
Yeah. No, it's
Fantastic.
Always empty. Yeah,
loved it.
And it's still owned, Mike, by your buddy John Halper, which is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole Halper family are very close friends of mine. And,
Millie,
yeah, And by the way, when you go in there, if you want to, make the family laugh, you say, "Where's my favorite little Halper?" Yeah. Check that out. That's
Mike,
better than a limerick.
At Top 10 Liquors, they started selling THC-based beverages in June 2023, so about 2 years ago. Now they represent 15% of the sales in the liquor store, and that's huge.
Mrs. O'Mara is primarily those kind of beverages, like our good friends at Seoul.
Yeah.
She prefers that to regular alcohol.
They're calling it, Mike, the new lifestyle is called California Sober, which is you don't drink alcohol, but you do marijuana. That's California Sober.
All I know is when I consumed two of those beverages,
yeah,
like 2 years ago, that was mm-hmm. the last time I had them. I live 10 minutes from the ball yard where I was watching and enjoying an adult beverage on a Friday night, and I wasn't quite sure where home was after that.
Yeah, that stuff hit you pretty good. What's good on those is one.
That's, yeah. Is that really what you do? One?
One, and then you can nurse a second.
Are you supposed to do those at all when you're...
Spoke to my doctor. He says, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He said that that's not going to hurt you, and it might help you with... tension and also like neck pain and stuff like that. So, right. Okay.
Didn't it seem to just come out of nowhere that suddenly these are all legal?
It had to do with a loophole they found in some sort of a farmer's bill. I don't have the name of it in front of me, but the farmer's bill legalized hemp, which has a certain amount of THC in it. So what they're doing is they're saying that it's hemp derived, but they're extracting the THC and essentially making marijuana. But they're working on closing the loophole. But until it's closed, these things are everywhere.
Yeah, and it's based also on like weight or something, because I had to look into this for going to Europe
okay.
with the gummies.
Okay.
And how it's the percentage. Oh, and now we get our TikTok restriction because we're talking THC.
Oh, darn it.
But but it's based on the weight and the percentage they put in for the gummies. So I imagine it's the same with the drinks.
Okay, yeah. And it says that it was the 2018 Farm Bill, and it's a dry weight basis, is that the plant can't have any more than 0.3% of Delta-9 THC. Otherwise, it's classified as marijuana. But they can concentrate it and make it into something that will affect you. And I love that. You know, the gummies are great. But the soda is a really nice, easy way to sort of take it and relax. I love it. But I think that can you imagine something that in 2 years took over 15% of a sales plan? That's crazy.
It matches with the college kids coming out of college.
I suppose
you're
right.
Going into this grown-up world, but still mm-hmm. wanting that.
I'm reading about the whole thing with THC and mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether that is, it is more powerful in its own way than alcohol.
Oh yeah,
that's what it says here.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. different.
Yeah,
it is very different.
Because I have had that same situation where you have, Mike, where it's where am I?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it. Hits I don't like that feeling one little bit. It freaks me out.
What it gets me on is short-term memory. Like, I'll go into the television and turn on a channel, and I thought, why did I turn on that channel? What's it? And it's just a brief thing, but it does slow down your processes. And, it's not unlike alcohol in that manner, but I feel that the THC is more of a, and Josh, maybe you can agree with me, it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing.
It's 100% mental.
Yeah, physically, and alcohol is a physical thing. Even,
even driving or anything, I'm fine. I just might not know where I'm at.
Well, I don't drive with it. No, I would suggest perhaps you minimize that.
I try
that.
Not to. Yeah. I try not to, but I've had it hit me before where it's like, oh, I didn't think this gummy was going to hit me for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Because you do have a little bit of a safety window there.
Because I've told you, I use the gummies regularly.
Right.
My favorite is to time it when you're going to the movies so that it hits right when the movie starts.
It's interesting, Rob, when they talk about alcohol and weed, it's difficult to get a clear answer on it because many of these things say you shouldn't mix alcohol and weed, which I think most of us know. But as far as when you've had problems with alcohol, it still counts as a substance and it's not encouraged.
I broke it on down to him. He says, if you're not waking up and running to get one, but you're just doing it a few times a week in the evening, he says, that's fine.
And I have nothing here that that contradicts that at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's all about mixing the two.
Well, don't mix them. And also, Mike, just to be safe, don't mix milk and dairy. Just to be safe.
And don't take DayQuil on a gummy either.
No.
Oof. It really works fast.
It accelerates the process. Yes. Yes, will you be having gummies on the cruise?
I'm sure I will be.
That'll be great because that's friendly, Josh.
Yes. Whenever it's, ideal. I use them for anxiety.
I have a great picture of Josh and me at a blackjack table, and he's gummied because he's having a great time. Smiling, even.
Well, that's, it might have also been because the live show was over.
To warn you here, but this little paragraph I have says, while consuming cannabis may theoretically help some people reduce their alcohol intake, some studies have shown it can actually lead to worse drinking outcomes. This study explored if cannabis use influences same-day alcohol use among heavy drinkers. Well, you've quit drinking.
Yeah, it
you
sounds to me like that's someone time. That's trying to balance it, and so it's not an issue with me. I tell you what, though. It's funny. I drove to the O's game when Josh and I went to the Orioles last 2 weekends ago, and I did not take a gummy because I was driving. And that was at the ballpark in the past year, probably the most I wanted to get a beer than in the whole process. If that environment really, really was, I don't know if it was a sense memory or a mental thing. I really wanted to get a beer at the ball game.
And it's also the constant beer, beer, beer.
That being, part of it, and there's other people drinking beer. And
beer here,
beer
here,
Kobe.
Weed here, weed here. There you go. Well, but, you know what? I don't see anything that would contradict what your doctor said to you. You know, although it does freak me out a little bit because substances, in my opinion, substances are substances.
Well, I mean, if you take it that level, like what about drinking caffeine in the morning? Your coffee's a substance.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, caffeine is a stimulant.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to choose what you do. And I need something, Mike. Please let me have something.
Oh, wow. That scares me right there. We
does it or does it just sound reasonable? It's I mean, a, give me something.
It scares me. That's
no,
all I
it
can
mustn't.
Tell you.
No, no,
it
you're fine.
It scares the crap out
for
of
the
me.
For the cruise, just wrap some cans in your socks. They'll never know.
Oh, I'm gonna apply him with all the chocolate that he could possibly eat.
We're
on the
off
cruise.
To the bistro.
We'll be right back with some beautiful video right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And speaking of wonderful stuff, Naked Wines is our next sponsor.
So great.
And how would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party? Don't make up a story about how you miraculously cured yourself from your fist-sized groin bump, because that is a lie.
That's a lie, Josh. That went away on its own.
Instead, show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that wine is an experience, so turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code, that's TMOS, for both the code and the password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for $39.99, shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. And remember to ice it. Ice it real good. Ice the wine and ice the groin bump. Certain kind of wine you don't need to ice it, but the groin bump. We've certainly featured that on the show today. We really have. Absolutely.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, we're bubbling over, Mike.
77
WABC.
Bubbling over with.
Let me just take a moment to say happy birthday to one of my favorites and one of the all-time greats. Stevie Wonder is 75 today.
Wow.
And I have been, I will use this word, I have been blessed to see him twice in concert. And both times, sensational. His voice sounds the same. His musicianship is great.
You're so lucky. And you did a recap years ago of your trip to see Stevie that was one of the best concert recaps I've ever heard. I love it when you do
that. It was so, so good. Now, what you should know about Stevie, who's now 75, he's also the youngest person ever to have a number one record. And it was a live record. I'm sure you remember it. It's called Fingertips Part 2. Everybody say yeah! Yeah. And that was little Stevie Wonder. He was, I think, 14. His voice was really high. And it changed. This is something I love. He did this at a Motown celebration, I think in 1985. He became little Stevie Wonder again. Watch as he makes this entrance to the Motown stage on the Apollo Theater. And he's dressed like little Stevie in the blue coat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a voice changer.
That was the Asian clip.
It was. It was, actually.
The name of this song is called Fingertips.
So I'm going to go into where he's singing.
Yeah.
Oh, now the harmonica. Oh. So he does the whole
fingertips. How long ago was
song.
That that he did that?
That's 1985, but he's done it more recent than that. He loves doing the voice changer. He's got a great sense of humor. One more short clip. This is when I saw Stevie. What's that?
He used the voice changer in the Diddy trial as well.
That's great.
Was he involved in that, Josh? Or were you just throwing that out there?
I don't think so. I don't think he saw anything.
What's wrong with you?
I don't think he saw anything. Okay.
God.
Okay, this is when Stevie played Baltimore, and what his gimmick was for that tour, he played his entire album, Songs in the Key of Life, in order. But when he did the encore, we didn't know what he was going to do, and he kept teasing us by saying his name was DJ Tick Tick Boom, which it isn't. But he starts playing Living for the City and then stops. But listen to the crowd. How into it they keep singing. I love this.
My name is DJ Tick Tick Boom.
I recorded this. So we all think we're going to get this great, great song. It's just the crowd now.
One of my favorite Stevie songs right there.
And the band comes right back in, Mike.
God.
That was a magical, magical night. And allow me to just say it here. I love you, Stevie Wonder.
Really, really well. And makes me want to go out and listen to Stevie all day, which I think I'll do today.
If he ever comes within 200 miles of me again, I will go see his concert.
Still touring, still out there getting it done, right?
And sounds exactly. I'll just say this. The big closing number on that album is it's called As. And by the time As was done, he had, and I counted, 45 musicians on stage. It was amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
But back to the back to 2025 and Trouble in Iowa, Mike. There's a small town, and they'll tell you in the story how small it is, that had a filter go bad in their water tower, and they got the pink water.
Iowa residents got a surprise in their sinks.
I thought maybe the radishes were leaking into the water, and then I realized it was actually coming out of the spigot. And so I was surprised that the water was pink.
KCCI reports the water tower in the town of Kimbleton is experiencing a malfunction with its filtering process.
It looks like Pepto.
It's causing the water to run pink and causing the 200 people who live there to rely on bottled water.
We don't realize how much water we use
until you don't have it.
Yeah, and until it's not available.
While the tap water is reportedly safe to bathe in, some residents say they're going to wait until things clear up. But even after a few days, they're starting to lose their patience.
200 people live in Kimbleton, Mike.
And they got pink water.
And they have pink water.
While you're in the shower?
Oh, it'd be horrible.
You think it's all blood?
I would blame my bump.
Yeah, there you go. We've had quite enough of his bump today.
You're quite right, Mike. You're quite right. So let us go to the worst Amazon driver in town.
Okay.
You don't drive it, but you order from Amazon all the time.
I drive for them. We've got several warehouses here in town. Yeah,
are you a local?
It's my side hustle.
Okay.
Yeah. I go all the way up to Lehigh Acres down to Marco Island.
I hope that you don't get this delivery person the next time you order.
Okay.
A delivery driver is caught on camera relieving herself in front of customers' homes just moments after dropping off their packages. Disgusted homeowners in Woodland Hills awoke to find the mess right on their doorstep.
And the surveillance footage shows the driver relieving herself not once, but twice, just minutes apart. The delivery driver has already been relieved, you might say, from her job, but
certainly
you can't unsee this.
Oh, my. It was
Is it number
times.
Two?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, my. Okay. Fire her.
She was
That's
fired.
That's nastiness.
She was fired.
God, I mean, if it's number one, it's nothing a dog doesn't do on the ground.
Yeah,
you know
there was another
outside of the camera. She did make sure she had coverage.
That's
she
true.
Had fences and bushes and stuff blocking her. She
yeah,
had
but the
privacy.
Camera kind of ruins that.
Yeah, but if you're going out to dump your trash, it's like, oh!
I read a print interview with one of the owners, and he said, "And if you look over there, you can see the napkins."
Did she pick it up?
No, she did not. And it was on a step, for what it's worth.
I thought you were going to say it was on a stick.
No, it can be.
On a stick.
That you can eat.
No!
Let's close
no!
with this. Let's close
God,
with
I
this, Mike.
Do that.
That was for Stevie, Mike. For him, we're like television. Here is the best
No. Don't let him go.
St. Martin's is a wonderful destination to go and have a time, isn't it? Beautiful
it's
Caribbean
Saint Martin, island. Singular.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought
not
it was
St. Martin's.
Oh, I'm thinking of the potato rolls. So,
okay, of course you are.
St. Martin is a beautiful place to spend a vacation. But do you think the best thing to do at St. Martin? I would think scuba. I would think swimming in the ocean, taking in the beautiful sun.
I know what it's known for. It's known for nude beaches, too.
Well, these people are not on a nude beach. These people chose to take their day in St. Martin and just see how powerful the wash is behind a jet engine.
Okay. So St. Martin, and this is, I've seen hundreds of these videos. And people go to the beach, they stand at the fence. The runway is steps away from the beach of St. Martin. Now, there's a fence there, but it steps away. And two things happen. You watch it come in so low. And these are big planes, KLM planes that come in.
Air Force One.
747s. They're big, big birds. And they come in. And then people love to stand there when they're getting ready to take off. This is, I love this video.
But these are idiots. You can hear the jet.
The big one.
And they are close. People are literally leaving their feet.
Wow.
There goes a four-wheeler.
Wow, I've never seen that one.
That's new. It was trending this weekend. This is dumb. This is absolutely
Did he
stupid.
Get blown off of the road?
Yes.
No, I think he was just hiding behind it, right?
Yeah,
no, I think he was on. I think he was on that four wheeler thing.
And I would go see it. You can't do that in America.
I'd go see it. I'd go to that beach in a minute.
Oh no, he wasn't riding it. He was bracing it, idiot.
Oh my God, he was in the sweet spot.
Yeah,
he was absolutely in the sweet spot. I've seen people get blown backwards with that. Yeah. It's fascinating. But I would go there in a heartbeat to watch that. It's fascinating.
It's just always important to be on the backside, not the front of that jet.
Yeah. And exactly. Do you want to go to the after that to the nude beach?
Sure. Why not? Yeah, got a few cuts and scrapes. Go down there and deal with that. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, medically, with all the joking that we did at your expense today, an update. Are you okay in that department?
Everything's all good. Fine?
Okay.
All good.
When's the next time you'll be getting a Thai massage?
Tuesday.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, I don't get the rain, man, cold, but
peace be with you.
How about that?